So can you tell us just how far behind does Australia actually lag in terms of climate action compared to the likes of the US, UK, China and such?
Well, most of those other countries are now pledging to reach net zero emissions by 2050. Although the US hasn't officially announced it, it's widely tipped that on the 22nd of this month, President Joe Biden will announce that. They're certainly ramping up action over there. China has also announced that it's going to reach net zero by 2060, a decade behind many of the European countries. And that's because, of course, they're still developing in terms of bringing a lot of people out of poverty and so on. But they have announced that they will peak by 2030 at the latest and then bring emissions down over the next 30 years. So that's generally true of most countries around the world, but yet we have not made any commitment at all as to when we're going to peak emissions or when we will reach net zero.
Yeah, net zero by 2050, even that as a target, some experts are saying, is not really good enough. We need to be sort of looking more towards 2035.
That's right. In fact, we in the Climate Council just produced and launched a report last week that made that point. So there are two things that we need to differentiate there. One is globally, we are saying that the science is clear that we must reach net zero by 2040, not 2050, a decade earlier, and we should cut global emissions in half by 2030. Now, you might ask the question, why are we recommending even more stringent emission reduction targets for Australia? There are two reasons for that. One is we have been lagging behind much of the rest of the developed world in terms of getting emissions down, and therefore we need to do more. Second of all, of all the OECD countries, we have the best renewable energy resource in terms of sunlight and wind, which means we have much better opportunities than, say, northern European countries. So put those two together, and we should actually be more ambitious.
The appetite on climate change action, it often said, I've heard it said that, you know, everybody wants to see action, but nobody wants to pay for it. Those kind of emission reductions of 50% or I've heard 75% by 2030, what would that actually involve us doing here in Australia, and what would the cost likely look like?
Well, one of the things is that it may yield as many benefits as it does cost. Mm. What it would be, if we wanted to get 75% down by 2030, what it would really mean is that we need to get to 100% renewable by 2030 in terms of our electricity sector. Now, already solar and wind are cheaper than fossil fuel plants. And they're actually much, much cheaper to run. So, in fact, we could actually get some economic benefits from achieving 100% renewable by 2030. And once you do that, then you can start decarbonizing other sectors. Transport's a classic one. Electric vehicles are undoubtedly on the rise internationally, and they will be here too. And so that would take more emissions out because you're not burning petrol. You're using electricity generated by renewables. There are a lot of inefficiencies still in our system just by becoming more efficient in how we manufacture things, how we heat and cool. We could also get emissions down. So when you start adding those up, you can certainly go more than a 50% emission reduction by 2030. And with a big effort, we could make it towards 75%. But I think the point there is that it's going to generate employment, it's going to generate new industries and so on. And although there certainly will be some dislocations and bumps in the road to do it that fast, overall, there's probably as much to gain economically as there is to lose.
If that's the case, if all these wonderful things are, you know, on the road to this emissions target, why doesn't the political appetite seem to be there?
I think for a couple of reasons. One is ideologies. Unfortunately, here more so than in any other countries, climate change has become a partisan political issue, which is really disastrous. It shouldn't be that at all. It's an existential threat to our children's futures. So all political parties should be in there trying to get emissions down. So that's one thing. And the second thing, of course, is vested interest, is it does mean fossil fuels have to be phased out over the next 15 or 20 years. And, of course, that's difficult for the fossil fuel industries to accept. And instead of transforming their company from a fossil fuel company to an energy company that can also use renewables, once they dig their heels in, then of course they're going to oppose the sort of transformation that we need. So I think it's basically vested interest and political ideologies which are holding us back, certainly not technologies or economics.
So in terms of our next step forward, what do we need to do, do you think, to meet those challenges that are obviously we need to get out of the way before meeting the far larger and more existential challenge of climate change?
Look, I think that first of all, any moves to sort of block renewables need to be removed straight away. We need to, in fact, really promote and roll out renewables fast. The second thing we need to do is to ban any new fossil fuel developments. There's no room for expanding the fossil fuel industry. And already, I think we're seeing a lot of investors sensing that could be a move in the future, and they're moving their money away from new fossil fuel developments. So I think those are the things we need to do straight away. No new fossil fuel developments. Move our investment into clean energy systems, clean transport, and so on. And that'll get the ball rolling, and that'll sort of get you this self-reinforcing effect of more money going in, more rapid technological development, prices drop, more employment. So you can get this virtuous cycle going.
Well, Will, do appreciate your time on this one. Obviously, it is one that we do discuss quite a bit, and it is one that is so incredibly vitally important to continue to discuss. Really do appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Thanks very much.